Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lefty Grove. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Sissell. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Willie Kamm. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas strikes out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran takes first base on ball four. Bishop moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter strikes out. Cochran drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Porter out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kamm fields it and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to second. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick strikes out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com bunts towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Bishop covering, for the out. Cecil moves to second. One out. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cecil moves to third. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnett strikes out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmek hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-1 in the game. Grove hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grove moves to third. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cochran is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cecil takes first base on ball 4. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 0 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Simmons is called out on strikes. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 1 in the game. Harder hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Burnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove fires to first and has Burnett trapped. There's the throw to McNair, who tags Burnett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 2 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Averill moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan bunts towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to third for the out. Vosmick moves to second. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell strikes out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Haas bunts towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to second. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bishop scores. It's 1 to nothing, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com strikes out. One out. Wes Farrell pinch hits for Mel Harder. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell strikes out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 3 in the game. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Oral Hildebrand now pitching. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Fox reaches second base with a double. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 3 in the game. McNair bunts towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McNair for the out. Fox moves to third. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 3 in the game. Miller hits a pop-up towards short. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 3 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vosmick hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 3 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 1, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.